Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Are definitely in for a treat. Ashayla Shanae featuring Papa San and Perpetual Sounds of Praise, Big God. My name is the X-Man. Here we go.
Here we go.
Ashayla, Papa San, bless her. Yo, bless her love every time. Check it out, y'all.
Big God, God, you hold the keys to my whole heart. No other name above yours, 'cause you're just that bigger. Big God, God, you answer whenever I call. You catch me whenever I fall, you're just that bigger.
There's no problem, babe, that you can solve.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed woman of God. She is a songbird. Do you hear me? She's a songbird. Ashayla Shanae. And welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. I am so loving your song with Papa Son and Perpetual Sounds of Praise, Big God. It's
yes.
an awesome song. It has a big sound. You have a how do I describe your look on that CD cover? Astonishing is the best way I can put that. So, I'm loving the song. So, for people who just found Christ yesterday, introduce yourself and tell us who you are.
Yes. Well, hello there. My name is Ashayla Shanae. I'm an international gospel recording artist, and I'm also a celebrity vocal health and pedagogy expert. So I have the privilege to work both as a creative and as a consultant in the gospel music industry. And it's just an amazing moment to just be able to share this song that I have right now called Big God. And I'm also the director of the Music and Arts Healing Institute. So I'm a woman that's stretched,
yeah.
but I'm having fun doing it for the glory of God.
Amen. You sound like you are a very educated woman as well. Where'd you go to school?
I am.
Uh-huh.
I went to the University of Miami. Go Canes.
Okay. That's what's up. So where do you reside now?
Well, I live in Miami.
Okay, so you're still there.
I decided to just stay here, and I'm sunny South Florida. You cannot have it any other place. You have the beach, you have the sun, the rain, sometimes, of course.
That's just ridiculous. That is ridiculous, because I was really raised in Brooklyn, New York, and I spent some time in the military, and my first roommate, my former best friend, was from Miami. And we got
really?
Into an argument. Yeah, we got into an argument one day. It was about around Christmas time, and he said, well, Miami's better than New York. What can you do for Christmas in New York? You can't do nothing but get snowed in the house. I can go to the beach. What can you? I was like, you know what? You win.
Right. Well, you know, here's an interesting story about that, though. I was born in Brooklyn, New York.
Well,
I was. Yeah, so I have a taste of both cities, both states, and I'm balanced.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Now that other stuff that you said you do, the stuff that I can't pronounce, and neither can half the listeners. So unpack that for us, as we say in the preacher. Well, unpack that for us.
Yes. Okay. So other than being a recording artist and a singing songwriter, I have the distinct honor to coach some of the great voices that you hear on the radio. Such as Joshua Rogers, Jonathan Nelson, Q Parker of 112, Keandra Lockett from formerly of Zael. So I am a celebrity vocal health and pedagogy expert. Pedagogy is just a fancy word of just saying teaching and educating others on how to properly utilize their vocal folds for their careers. So not just singers, but I actually make sure that people are vocally healthy in media and radio, television, public speakers, pastors, bishops. Right now, there's a big correlation between vocal health issues and the recording industry. So we're seeing a lot of singers, a lot of pastors, a lot of speakers that are losing their voice because they don't know proper pedagogy and health. So that's where I come in with my institute, not just teaching you how to sing or speak, but making sure that you're taking proper measures health-wise. And there's so many different things to that. So that's what that means.
Wow. Pedagogy. See, I just learned a
pedagogy.
New word. Pedagogy. See, you taught me a new word today. That reminds me. So I would say, did you see the episode of Mary Mary when I think it was Tina almost lost her voice? Because she had something. So is that where you would come in and sort of coach?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Oh. So on the episode of Mary Mary, for those listeners that have watched the show, Erica Campbell went to the ENT, which is the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And the ENT was telling her that because of the strain that she was putting on her vocal folds, and that could be a plethora of different reasons, but because of the strain, a blood vessel was coming up on her vocal folds, which would would cause her to hemorrhage, is what we call a vocal hemorrhage. And so she needed to seek someone like myself to give her proper pedagogy and proper health etiquette to make sure that she doesn't strain, because lots of times what happens is most gospel singers don't utilize their vocal folds correctly. So even though they can sing, vocal health has nothing to do with what runs you can do or how well you can squall. It's really more than that. So exactly, that's exactly what I do, what you saw on the television.
Amen.
She would come to me to correct that.
Wow. So you stay busy.
I do.
So when do you have time to create music, and when do you have time to hang out with people like Papa San? And I mean, so how'd that happen?
Well, I've met, I call him Pastor Thompson, but I met Papa San years ago in Jamaica. Actually, a good friend of ours connected us in Jamaica, and together we were able to do a major gospel concert down there called Fun in the Sun. About 300,000 people come out to that. And Papa San actually lives in South Florida now. So he's become like a big brother to me, like a mentor and a pastor to me. And so when I was doing this record, I also have West Indian roots. So my family's from the Virgin Islands. And so I wanted to do the new record that I came up with. I wanted to do something that represented the Caribbean flavor of who I am. Even though I'm American born, I'm West Indian bred. So I was like, no, I got to do something. And who can I get on here? Yeah.
Sorry.
Who can I get on here? And Papa San was the ideal. He's iconic. He was the ideal person to bring this song and to bring this record to life. So I'm really, really grateful.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's, when I first heard it, I said, well, this is different.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so exactly what I said. I said, well, this is different. And then when I started listening to it, I said, you know, this is just what the listeners need right here. This is, we need this, something up-tempo, something to get you moving, get you shouting. And then, you know, he comes in and starts talking and you start singing. And it's just, it gets, you lift us up from there. You lift us up. It's the only problem with that is, you know, I think the praise and worship teams who like the song might have trouble trying to reproduce it. But, you know, other than that, you put your.
Well, you know what? Interestingly enough, I've already had praise teams doing the song.
Yeah.
And they may not be able to do, like, the breakdown part of, like, Papa San.
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh. Like, I've already had mimers. I've had liturgical dancers.
Yeah.
I've had praise teams.
Yeah.
Especially Caribbean praise. Like, from in any kind of West Indian churches, I've already had them doing it. And it's been a lot of fun watching the videos.
Yeah.
And even the babies love it, which I love. If kids can approve it, then you know it's good.
You know they do. Come on. Yeah. So, you know, what makes you decide that you want to be a vocal coach and then, you know, be an international recording artist as well? I mean, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Well, you know, I started out in this industry as a professional background singer. I've been fortunate to travel the world and sing background for some great voices. I've sung with Yolanda Adams. I've sung with Martha Munizzi. I currently still travel with even a legendary soul singer, Betty Wright, which is like a mentor of mine. And so when I started out in this industry as a background singer, I noticed that a lot of the artists, especially the younger artists that I was working with, were experiencing vocal health issues. For me, I also myself was experiencing vocal health issues at a younger age. And so I developed something called vocal nodules. And when I developed vocal nodules, I couldn't sing or speak for about 6.5 weeks. I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. They told me that I would have to have surgery and remove it. And I told them, well, how long would it take for me to recover? The ear, nose, and throat doctor said about 6 months to a year. I said, I can't afford to do that. I'm on the road. I'm traveling. Right. So I went back. I took that degree. I went back. I started doing research on vocal health and how to rehabilitate myself without having major surgery. And that's when I discovered that the only way for me to do that was to change my health, change the way that I was singing, change the way I was utilizing my vocal folds. And I built a curriculum within the past 10 years on how to really holistically heal from vocal health issues without having major surgery. And then I was able to apply that to some of the artists that I was working with. And so when I realized, wow, I really have a gift for this and helping people, it really opened my horizon to go beyond just being a recording artist and a creative. I wanted to maximize every single gift that God had given to me, and thus how my company, the Music and Arts Healing Institute, started and began is when I realized that I was not only just helping people musically, but I was also helping people heal vocally. So that's how that is.
Amen. That's a powerful testimony. And I see, you know, as we say in the church, won't he do it? I mean, wow.
Yes, he will.
That is, and it's so needed. And if it feels so good when you can say, yes, he will too. I mean, because I can imagine when you think back to that first time when you were going through, that had to be scary. Because
it was.
That's,
it was very depressing. Wow. It was very depressing. It was a very depressing moment for me. Let me tell you, you never know what you have until it's gone. Imagine you, your career is in radio. Imagine if you one day got up and you could no longer speak ever again.
Yeah.
You know, we don't take these things, we take these things for granted sometimes, but you even as a radio personality for the gospel and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, if your vocal folds are eliminated, now you have to totally reroute your entire career and your entire ministry. So it's super important that we don't take these vocal folds that God has given to us for granted.
Amen.
You know, so I'm glad that I'm able to do this both in the professional world as a consultant and in the professional world as a creative, as a singer and songwriter.
Amen.
It's the best of both worlds.
Amen. So what was the inspiration behind Big God?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been able and fortunate to travel all over this world. I've been to Japan and Africa, all over Europe. I've been to all over the Caribbean, North America, Canada, South America, Central America. And let me tell you, when you fly and you're able to get a different perspective of different countries, it shows you how the things that you go home to is nothing compared to how great and how big God is. And so I wanted to really just share something really light on who this amazing spirit, who this amazing person is. He is so big, bigger than our problems, bigger than our issues, bigger. And, you know, there's a lot of songs out there talking about how big he is. And I think that's a true testament on the earth right now. And so I just wanted to have it in a fun, more fun way of just being an anthem, like a crossover anthem, a universal anthem, to just share how big God is from USA to the Caribbean, you know, to shout out the fact that there's no other name above his. He's just that bigger, like exactly. None above him, none below him. He is who he is, a big God.
Amen. And we will definitely continue to support this song because I love it. It's tremendous. And, you know, I got your back. That's the best way I can put that.
Thank you.
I know that's improper English, but I got your back. We got your back here. We love it. Listen, where can the listeners find out more information about you, your music, and also your practice?
Absolutely. So as a recording artist, you can definitely find me at www.ashaylashanae.com. But of course, you know, social media is the big thing now. So you definitely can reach me, same name, Ashayla Shanae. And I know it's spelled a little different. So it's A-S-H-A-A-L-A-S-H-A-N-A-E. You can find that hashtag and that social media handle on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Once you type in my first name, it'll pop up, okay? And then, of course, if you want to get more information about becoming vocally healthy, because I know a lot of people are interested in this topic, you can definitely visit my company site, the Music and Arts Healing Institute, at www.themahi.com. That's T-H-E-M-A-H-I, like the fish, themahi.com. And of course, our social media handles are at The Mahi Program. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Amen. There it is. The one and only Ashayla Shanae, the young lady with two first names. And they both spelled, you know, differently. Thank you so much for joining
You're
us
welcome.
On Real Gospel.
You have it's been my pleasure.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. And much continued success for what you do and for what you do to help other people.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. God bless you.
The Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.